It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the What Culture Gaming Podcast. I am your host, not Scott Telford, but Rich Hudson, joined today by Mr. Jules Gill.
Hello.
And Mr. Josh Brown.
Hello.
And today, we're going to be talking about Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Ooh.
Which, safe exciting. To say, has been a bit of a surprise this year.
I thought it was surprisingly good.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been good.
Honestly, it's one of the best ones that I played in recent memory.
Yes.
I dropped off around about Ghosts, and I haven't really been... I tried to get back into the series every single year, but it never really worked for me. Whereas this feels like, to me, almost more like a spiritual successor to Modern Warfare 2, mixed with Black Ops 1.
Ooh, that's
so that's where I'm at, and I love it. I think that the game modes they put in are fantastic. I think that the presentation, and you know what? Blackout mode's actually really bloody fun.
I don't like
Battle Royale mode, so because I'm bad at them.
Don't blame me. I agree with you. Josh?
I really like it. I haven't played it as much as I want to because Red Dead Redemption has taken up so much time, but really enjoying it. One of the best it has been in years. I'm not entirely convinced on Blackout, I'm not going to lie, but they have revamped the mode. Player enough for me to get back into it when I had long thought I had.
And you're a huge fan of zombies.
I mean, I'm a big zombies fan, so I mean, I've been playing Call of Duty like almost every year for a while.
Rich Hudson talking about zombies again. Oh, that's nice, Rich. I had a good weekend too. Zombies. Yeah, I know.
Have you played zombies mode yet, either of you?
You know what? I actually haven't.
I actually haven't either.
I've played it for about 20 hours and
because I feel like I've played it through osmosis by listening to you talk about it.
I mean, you're not wrong. But so there's been a lot of weird stuff going on with Black Ops 4, especially in the last few weeks, mainly in terms of the zombies mode, but that's not what this podcast is mainly about.
Okay.
So, apparently, I think it was about a week or a couple of days ago, somebody on Reddit turned around and went, "Hi, I'm Call of Nobody Cares."
Right.
That's his username. I used to work as a Q&A tester at Treyarch.
Okay.
Working on the zombies mode specifically.
Okay.
So working out all the bugs, checking all the Easter eggs, making sure everything works. Obviously didn't do a very good job because zombies is down the pan at the moment in terms of its how well it plays.
Ooh.
But that's a story for another time.
Yep.
So story has it, if I remember this rightly, that this guy was like, okay, me and all the QA testers are going on lunch, came back, and the manager was like, "Where have you been?" "Well, we're on lunch." "Oh, you mean the lunch break that's not actually this time, but actually this time? Get out, you're all fired."
I think that's very fair. I think that's completely fair. I mean,
story.
Every time that Josh is even an iota late for these things, I shave another year off his life.
It's true. I mean, you are a harsh lover.
More, that's even worse.
And a harsh manager.
But that's the story that's going around. And the community...
No, that's awful. I'm
the community sorry. Aren't, awful. The community aren't convinced it's true.
Okay.
Ooh.
But that's not the main thing. Because this guy was like, okay, I signed an NDA, of course. But I know what? I'm going to stretch that a bit.
And Richard's going to tell us what he had for lunch.
There we go.
Okay.
This is a podcast now.
I like it. Didn't reveal.
Come on, man.
So this guy came to Reddit and he was like, right, here's a big list of all these things that's going to happen for Black Ops 4,
right,
and stuff that has happened. Here are some inside scoops from inside Treyarch as to how Black Ops 4 came about.
Okay.
So apparently this guy was like, apparently Treyarch and Activision turned around and went, and like got rid of everything. But
that's
people.
Usually a sign if it's true. If you're trying to Warner Brothers trying to get rid of your Harry Potter thing.
Exactly. Some lovely person's obviously managed to copy and paste it all.
Yeah.
Still floating about the internet. So, of course, I mean, leading up to Black Ops 4, there was somebody who did a big leak. I think it was a British guy. did this really, not even that convincing, but he made this like a really big in-depth leak that was all completely fake and everyone got completely on board with it. So of course everyone went into this thinking, okay, this is, could also be another load of rubbish.
Understandable.
But
fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, get in the back of my van.
Exactly. But
what about three times?
You don't get a third.
Oh, okay. okay.
This guy, you really put me
sorry.
This guy came up with a couple of things, like a few little bits and pieces that have now been confirmed after the release of Nuketown, the fourth version of Nuketown that came out yesterday.
Yeah.
There were some things added in that patch that coincide with this thing.
There
are things that were correct.
Ooh.
So,
although I know I'm derailing you once more. They're going to release Nuketown for the fifth time, and they're going to change the U to a V. I'm just calling it now. I'm just putting it out there. That's going to happen.
Okay.
Just
Nuketown.
You've heard it on record here, folks. Jules is right.
Cut back.
Black Ops 5, World at War 2, whatever it's going to be next. There's going to be Nuketown.
Sorry, once again, back on track.
But so this guy turned around and said, okay, here's a bunch of... To open up, he was like, okay, here's a load of things you can do inside the zombies maps, Easter eggs, bits and pieces you may not have found.
Okay.
So in the more recent Easter eggs in zombies, or the maps in particular, they add in loads of random stuff you can do. You've got a big main Easter egg quest, but there's also loads of other stuff. Like, for example, in Blood of the Dead, you can get a spork that replaces your knife, and it's really powerful.
Amazing.
It's been the theme of the week, sporks, hasn't it?
Because of Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
So there's a spork in that, but there's various other things. And he says, oh, you know, as per usual, they stuff these things full of Easter eggs. And he's gone, okay, just to prove that I'm telling the truth, here's a bunch of Easter eggs that are in the games, because obviously we had to test to make sure they were working, so we know they're there. Go and do them, and it will confirm to you that I'm telling the truth.
Okay.
So he was like, there's random stuff, like, it's all completely silly things. But it's like, hey, go out and try all this stuff, and you'll know that I'm being serious.
And
lo and behold,
did it?
They all worked.
Ooh.
So
the mystery grows.
The plot thickens. So there's a massive stuff on here about all this stuff about Easter eggs.
You'll know this more than me. What are the chances that you could have just randomly guessed them, or that they were already known? Or is this
the thing
really
is these were things that weren't known.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff that's going on, a lot of stuff in those maps, but there's not always things to find. There are still Easter eggs from Black Ops 3 or even Black Ops 2 that people still haven't solved.
Oh, no way.
Interesting.
Stuff that's that in depth. But so he does all this stuff about this, and then he has a thing called Other Leaks, where he just talks about things going on with Black Ops 4, about the life cycle, about how it came about, etc. So.
Right.
For the first part is that he talks about DLC 1 for Black Ops 4, which will be coming out in, I'm guessing, January. That's when it normally comes out. And it's talking about how DLC 1 is a prequel to the new storyline they've introduced in Black Ops 4 in the zombies mode with different characters.
I was about to say, when he said storyline, I thought you were going to talk about the main campaign.
No,
storyline.
Storyline. But, like, that's already a red flag for people. Like, Treyarch have gone, okay, here's a new storyline, because obviously they know that zombies, as you've seen, because I'd gone about it all the time, it's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff to get your head around. So with Black Ops 4, they turned around and went, okay, there's a Chaos storyline, which is the Voyage of Despair, the Titanic map, and 9. You guys.
Well, there's a really great Faked in 5 video on What Culture Gaming that you can watch to find out.
And he's like, the DLC is like, okay, there's a new storyline with different people straight away. And everyone's gone, right.
Okay.
Why? So, feels like Treyarch have already put their foot down. Apparently, Nuketown Zombies is happening again.
Cool, he
says
fine.
He says it's 100% confirmed.
Okay.
So, it's like, that's something. There's no news about that yet. Each DLC pack will have a zombies map. Yes, that's how it's always been.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently, there's more. They're saying, originally they said, okay, there's new storyline that's being added into Black Ops 4. This storyline is going to be the one that's continued throughout the DLC packs. And yet, this says there's also going to be maps for the other pack. But there's only 4 maps coming out. So
this
like,
seems like they're complicating a lot of things with this, don't they?
They are. It is a bit complicated, but it could be the case of, oh, there's 4 maps with the Black Ops Pass, which is their season pass replacement, and then there's another 4 maps we've just not told you about yet under a different pass.
Which they have done before, if I'm not.
They did that with Zombies Chronicles. They just turned around in the middle of Infinite Warfare cycle and went, have some new maps.
Yeah,
and everyone just went,
that
what?
Was weird,
Didn't they release that as like a standalone thing as well?
You can buy a special edition of the game with Black Ops 3 and the Zombies Chronicles maps.
That was,
But they did that in the middle of everything else, which is really interesting. So one of the things he said in the next, this was the thing that got everyone like interested in knowing that this guy was telling the truth.
Okay.
So in the next title update 6, which was yesterday, which was the Nuketown inclusion, Speedcoder will return. So the perk that they got rid of, loads of old perks from old zombies and they said, oh, we're putting one back in. And this is true. It has come back. So that was the first point of this where people realise, okay, this guy's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this, so obviously with Call of Duty, they have all these different teams doing different things. So Black Ops 4 is multiplayer, Blackout, and zombies.
Yeah.
And as much as each one has a different team, there are things that influence other things. So for you guys who've probably played a bit of zombies in the past, there's a perk called Juggernog.
Yes.
You can take a few more hits from zombies. That was completely taken out of Black Ops 4. That is not in there anymore.
Interesting.
Which everyone was sort of like, why?
Yeah, why? Why, Rich?
Don't do that.
Because why make this easier for anyone?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But apparently the reason why it was taken out was because they couldn't balance armor in Blackout.
Okay.
And that, and you know, tedious link, domino,
meant to, like,
takes out Juggernog from zombies.
So John can't balance armor on a Monday, which means that by Friday, Jimmy can't have Juggernog.
Exactly.
I'm
starting to see this. So that means, in that theory, Frankie wants to work on putting new maps in, and that means that Georgie on a Friday gets his head cut off.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it works. That sounds about right, Rich.
Yeah. It's a weird thing that, like, people are completely baffled by this as to why something seemingly completely pointless is going to affect something else within the game's development.
Yeah.
Like, that's what people are trying to get their head around. It's not so much that it was taken out of zombies, people gotten used to it, it's fine. But the fact that shows
how stretched they were. Like, I mean, they're a big team. They should be able to sort of, like, be able to balance all of these things going, but that's a bit worrying in a way, isn't it?
But, like, leading into that, this guy talks about the Black Ops 4 campaign mode.
Okay, I mean,
obviously didn't
get. Oh, now you're in.
Yeah,
now
yeah,
you're
this
in.
Is
a
my baby.
Of, I admit, a lot of this was about zombies to begin with.
Right.
But apparently it was worked on until mid-2017. So until quite late on, in the grand scheme, and it's still been just over a year until it would release, but that's still quite late.
I mean, considering these games have 3-year dev cycles, that's like a year and a half of work, you would presume, is just either gone or being redistributed into maybe Blackout or Zombies or something else, multiplayer.
It's a very strange thing that they were working on so late.
Wait, so you're saying that this was worked on for nearly a year and a half and then axed at that point?
Admittedly, this does line up with rumors that we reported on just before Black Ops 4 was announced that said it was being developed was and then was like canned at the last minute.
Because we had this, we were having this discussion about the multiplayer maps and how they just said, right, we're ditching all of the sort of like jump pack and wall running stuff, even though the maps they designed at that point had that in mind. And we were worried whether or not the multiplayer would have elements of that that would feel completely alien.
Yes.
Luckily, they don't. So they've obviously done a major bit of balancing, but a year and a half of development, almost half of your time for it to be scrapped is a bit. I don't know.
It is a weird one. I mean, just on what you said about how the maps were made with the advanced suits in mind, when you actually play through the multiplayer, there are points when you think, can I vault that? That looks too high.
Yes.
I still can. It looks like something
like your guy suddenly just goes,
wait.
There are sometimes gaps where you get to and you're like, I want to try and double jump this, but I know I can't. And then you just go to your death.
Yeah, I feel like they just sort of made up for it by making everyone jump higher.
Yeah.
That's how it kind of feels.
Well, they might have already made up for it by just getting all of the old maps back in that they knew already worked.
Well, exactly. I mean, there are four maps in the base game that are three from Black Ops 3 and Black Ops 1 and one from Black Ops 2.
And I ain't complaining about that, because they chose the
Range
best.
Firing Range Summit and Jungle from Black Ops 1 and then Slums from Black Ops 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing maps. Can't dispute that. But the thing that's interesting about this leak, about the campaign, is it was scrapped because it was scrapped due to wanting to make too many multiplayer maps, apparently.
Okay.
Because obviously a big criticism of World War II was that there weren't many maps.
I'm fully on board with them actually focusing on the multiplayer, because let's face it, at its heart, it's not about the campaign. As much as people will say it is. No. My argument actually is backed up by the developers themselves when they came out and said that only 33% of people who actually bought the game saw it through to the end. So to everyone else who was complaining, oh, they didn't get a campaign, we've only got ourselves to blame, because
when you're playing it, it doesn't matter that it's not there. You don't open.
I'm actually more annoyed. It's the one weakness that I would say of the current Black Ops 4 that we've got is I like the way that they've tried to churn it into this sort of tutorial training stage.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But those cutscenes feel so jarring. I don't understand what's going on. It requires an information of the previous games that I don't really get either, or to go onto like websites and find out. I don't like that sort of stuff. If I want that sort of like weird vague storytelling. I'll play Dark Souls. You know what I mean? Like, watch yourself, Rach. Rach knows everything about Dark Souls.
But the fun thing about the most interesting part about this leak, about the campaign, was apparently the campaign was designed to be a 2v2 / co-op race to finish each mission.
Well, this... I do believe this, right? Because with Black Ops 3, they started getting all freaky with how they wanted to tell the story. That story was done to be, it was episodic, so you could play it literally out of order. And they sort of factored that into it. Yep. Because at the time, the devs at Treyarch said, look, nobody plays these campaigns. Yeah, we want to sort of make it as accessible and intuitive to just jump in as possible. Admittedly, that did come at the sacrifice of really good storytelling.
A good campaign.
But yeah, I believe that they would have tried to experiment even more to try
but
and bring
people
in.
Let me wrap my fucking flipping lid apologies around that. A 2v2 race to the finish.
Yes.
That sounds like it would have been absolutely brilliant, but also awful if you were playing with somebody who wasn't directly sitting next to you. Like, if it was a 2v2 sort of thing and I could tell we could, like, really tight communication, it'd be fine. But the levels that you could create would be an absolute mess, surely, because...
I think that's one of the reasons why it got scrapped. Because, again... It feels like they didn't look at Black Ops 3 and think, okay, we tried loads of different things with the campaign and it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Black Ops 3 campaign isn't great. I played through it and it was fine. The bit where they actually in a big dream sequence and zombies turn up, obviously I was really excited about that.
Yeah.
But that was the only highlight for the whole campaign for me. Otherwise it was like, that's trying far too hard to be clever.
Well, this is what baffles me, right? Because they didn't need to start experimenting. They didn't need to go down that route. They didn't need to do this 2v2 thing. Black Ops 1 and Black Ops 2 are some of the best campaigns in the overall franchise. So
yes, totally
they
agree.
Just, why would they want to spoil a good thing?
Just
I don't
give us
know
a really narrative-heavy campaign.
Yeah. If they were worried about people not seeing it through to the end because of length, then take the episodic idea, but do it where characters, you get four main characters, like a Resident Evil 6 did with their approach to the campaign, and just have four missions each for them, and you can choose to play them.
Essentially stories in Battlefield.
Still would give you the depth that you're looking for the players invested in the narrative, but also, and maybe have it so that if you do complete all four of them, you unlock one mission at the end that ties them all together.
Yeah.
There you go. Narrative campaign. Where's my check?
There you go, Treyarch.
I mean, when they initially said, oh, we're going to add in the story, the single player bit is going to be to cover who the specialists are.
Mm.
That was what I envisioned.
Yeah.
Not just, here's a tutorial, but we've got in Frank Woods from the first game to tell you how to play as each character. That is literally all it is.
To be fair, though, Woods being in the game is pretty good.
It's
I enjoy it.
I mean, I remember when the first trailer for Black Ops 2 released, because it opens with the little, the lower third of, showing you where you are, who it is, and it said Sergeant Frank Woods, and it's like, okay.
Wait a bit,
And it says, June 19th, and it goes 25.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's alive, because obviously, from what we saw in the last game, he gets blown up by Kruchenko or something in the campaign. It's like, to see that come back is excellent. And when he appears, because I only played, one of those specialists preview backstory things.
Yeah.
But when he appeared, it was like, oh, okay, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Like, it's a shame that that got taken out entirely. It really is.
My philosophy is that the reason they've done this with the Black Ops 4 story is that they've broken it down even further to the sort of most basic elements that it can be. People will go to it and be like, I'm not that fussed about it. And then next time that they bring out, they'll say, look, we tried it, you didn't like it, we're scrapping the single player altogether. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy where they've gone, we've put money into it, we put time into it, we listened to your feedback and you still didn't complete it all because we've got all of the trackers for the achievements, yeah. We're taking it out. You can't argue with us twice.
That does sound like the games industry, you know what I mean? Full of those self-fulfilling prophecies. Yeah. Well, when this was leaked last year and we covered it, the rumor was that they would eventually sell it as DLC, the actual campaign. And if it, at the time I was like, how the hell are they going to do that? They can't just sell an entire campaign, but if it is this 2v2 race to the finish, they could easily market that as sort of like a new game mode of hey, look at this way to play Black Ops 4. It's unique and quirky and it's kind of got a story as well. Maybe you want to pay £30 to buy it.
I mean, personally, I miss like modes like Spec Ops modes. I'd love that to come back in some form. If they want to frame that as a campaign, I'd be happy to do that.
I mean, the thing is, the DLC season for Black Ops 4 is still kind of up in the air because we had the Black Ops Pass controversy. We've been through that. They've told us what we're getting. And they're getting, was it 12 multiplayer maps and 4 zombies maps? And then you get Blackout characters. And then if you get the pass, you get the Shadow Man to play as in Blackout, which I always do because he's cool, and you get to play Classified, which is the remake of 5 from Black Ops 1 in Zombies, which is awesome.
Right.
But there's still a lot of the community thinking this isn't it. After they did Zombies Chronicles for Black Ops 3, people are convinced there is a lot more to this DLC season than we actually know.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
The idea that they could do some sort of campaign, they could do some sort of Spec Ops modes, could be happening. There's another thing that this guy said, is there could be a 4v4 Zombies mode. Did you play Grief in Black Ops 2?
No, what was that?
Essentially, it was literally 4v4v zombies. That's, so you have a squad of four on one team, a squad of four on another, you're playing on a map, and then you have zombies as well. And it's literally whichever is the last team standing wins.
Well, I kind of like that.
I like the sound of that.
It was in Black Ops 2 across pretty most of the maps they've released for it. They took it out in Black Ops 3, and everyone has been dying to get Grief back. And there's rumors going around that apparently Grief could be coming back for Black Ops 4.
I mean, they've got the sort of frame model for it. To be honest, they could stick zombies just into their Black Ops mode, Blackout mode, and make it into DayZ, but actually complete.
That would be actually amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, when they said they were going to add the zombies locations into Blackout and zombies do spawn, it's like, that's actually really cool.
Yeah, but imagine it just everywhere. That would be loads of them. They should have themed it for the Halloween thing if they were planned there.
No, I'll do that next year. I mean, the thing about Treyarch games are they keep supporting
them, because
Black Ops 3 has been supported consistently since its launch all the way up to Black Ops 4.
This is what I was about to say. I mean, like you said, they dropped the Zombie Chronicles DLC in the middle of Infinite Warfare's campaign. Mm-hmm. So they have a habit of supporting Black Ops specifically far longer than you expect them to. And I think now that we don't have a campaign and we do have Blackout and we do have this multiplayer mode, I can't just see them doing one season of DLC. No, they are going to support this thing for a long time, because I don't know what the likelihood of the next game having a Battle Royale mode is, when they can just support this while that is still going on. And then they can do, the next game could have a campaign, and then you've got, you know, you've got your cake and eating it too. You've got your Blackout mode still on the go, and you've got your campaign, you've got everything, and it's two different games that you are feeding into.
I feel like maybe when, I feel like Activision turned to Treyarch and said, okay, can you, just on the download, can you keep supporting Black Ops 3 throughout the life cycle of the next two games that won't be yours?
Yeah.
To see if that community stay there, which they did.
Yeah.
Which I think is what put, like, confirmed to think, okay, we can do Blackout and we can keep it going for 3 years, and we know we can.
Well, the interesting thing is that if you look at, I've been speaking to my contact over at Activision, and every single bit of like PR bit you get back to from them, they always say stuff like, it is a self-contained experience. It is self-contained. It is its own mode. Now, the way that they do that makes me think, what if in about 6 months' time, they release something that's just called the Blackout Experience, where literally you are just buying that one mode, a bare bones 25 quid throwaway on a disc thing, and you have the Blackout mode there that is then supported outside of the main.
That was another big rumor about Black Ops 4, is that they were going to be releasing Blackout as a standalone game, maybe at the end of the life cycle of the main game.
I personally think that if they want to do that to continue supporting it, and there is a market for the Battle Royale thing, which we never know because the bubble might burst on this tomorrow sort of thing.
Yeah, but we are thinking it's on the edge at the minute.
I mean, there's so many of them nowadays,
exactly,
isn't there?
Like, Blackout has been really successful. I mean, when the beta came out and people went, oh my God, this is actually amazing, people kind of like, wait, really? I was really surprised that people genuinely thought it was that good. I played the beta and it was rubbish. I think the beta for my PC just didn't run when the game came out, and I played it again. I was like, wow, this is actually really good fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like they would. I feel like they'll make Blackout the Call of Duty Battle Royale mode, and it's tied to Black Ops 4 now, but in the future it'll be just Call of Duty Blackout.
Yeah, and maybe
then the rest of
the
rest of the devs will get their two cents in this game. So we'll have the Treyarch Blackout map, which has Nuketown firing range and stuff on it, and then we'll get the Infinity Ward map that's got like Rust in it, and it's got Crash in it from Modern Warfare 1 and all this sort of thing. And then we'll get one from Sledgehammer as well, who've got so little in the repertoire, hence why they got so many remakes of other other games maps in World War 2. But not going to knock playing Shipment on World War 2. That was
absolutely
fun.
Not.
But there were musings about that. There were musings about the Blackout mode being released on launch for the Switch as well, just Blackout. Which I think will be cool.
I would play that Blackout out of that.
Blackout Mobile definitely could happen as well. It's worked with Fortnite, it's worked with PUBG, it could happen.
Although, just putting it right out there now, don't go onto YouTube and search for how to get Blackout running on your phone or anything like that, because it's Virus City and GTA 6 betas and stuff
awful.
Like that. Just be smart, kids.
I tweet about
and
this.
And also, if you're worried about your personal finances, then what you need to do is just write me a letter, Dear Jules, and then just put it on there, and then just put on your number, your bank card, and the three-digit numbers on the back, as long as your billing address. And what I'll do is I'll look after that and no one else can get it.
Safe.
Yeah, I'll look after it for you, right? Jules, what culture? The address now.
Well, it's sort of funny because you told me that a few months ago, and now suddenly I have nothing in my bank.
No. You do. It's just I've converted your money into something.
Bitcoins.
Yeah.
He's converted it into his money.
You just come to me whenever you need hairspray. I'll sort you out.
All right, thanks.
Yeah. But yeah, I think there's a big future for Blackout, I feel. I feel like it could continue to go. Black Ops 4 support, again, maybe we'll see how the rest of the game goes. We've not even reached DLC 1 yet, but we're getting there. It's been an interesting time for Treyarch and Black Ops 4. Annoyingly, right at the beginning of the game's life cycle, Zombies was broken in very, very many ways. The community was, like, screaming at them, and they fixed a load of stuff, and it's fine. So things are still broken, but according to this guy who leaked stuff, he said, apparently Treyarch do not care until the big streamers then turn around and go, there's a problem.
Ooh, interesting. That's taking the edge off a bit.
Yeah,
it has. So it's like, at first it was like, oh, this is amazing, everything's working really well. Oh, they've nerfed dogs and stuff in Zombies. It's really good now. And then this has happened because apparently the game is crashing like nobody's business on PS4.
Really?
Constant crashes. It's not working that well.
Admittedly, just to play a devil's advocate, isn't that what a disgruntled ex-employee would say about
that? Well, exactly. That's the thing.
I mean, what's the name of this person again on Reddit? It was
Call of Nobody Cares.
Call of Nobody Cares. Exactly.
Yeah. You have to take all of this with a pinch of salt. And I have said there's not 100% confirmation this is all true, but there's a lot of stuff pointing towards it potentially being true.
Yeah.
Interesting either way.
Yes, absolutely.
It's still not stopped it from my personal experience of being one of my favourite Black Ops games, and you're probably wondering why I've been having this up my sleeve the entire thing.
I didn't even know.
Say it with me, kids. Of all time!
I genuinely did know that was up your sleeve.
The acoustics in this room, what the hell?
I know, that was brilliant, wasn't it?
In case you're listening on some kind of podcast thing and you can't see what Jules has got, he's got a WWE microphone.
He's got it literally up his sleeve now, doing that, just so I can make that one joke. It's not worth it. I think it's absolutely worth it.
That's unbelievably phallic as well, my friend. Jules just wanked off the microphone.
Oh my goodness me.
I think it's time to call it before
Welcome
I get
Welcome to
fired.
The What Culture Gaming Podcast, your centre of games and smut. But anyway, that's been the Black Ops 4 leak and what's going on with this game. Personally, I'm still really happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to DLC 1 as I need some more zombie stuff because the zombies has actually dried out quicker for me than I thought.
Really?
I think it's because with Chronicles and Black Ops 3, I've got like nearly 15 maps to choose from when I'm playing it in the base game alone, and it's like, that's great. But at the minute, I've got 4, which isn't bad, but I'm already itching for something new.
Are you all right, Rich?
I am.
Are you okay? You seem so sad about zombies. I know it's close and dear to your heart. It's been amazing,
but there's still a lot of things wrong with it. I hope that they start ironing out these kinks.
It's okay. You're with friends. You're with friends.
It's lovely.
Well, colleagues.
Colleagues.
Acquaintances.
Yeah. He knows us. We don't know him.
Yeah, welcome to What Culture Gaming. This is my life. Anyway, this has been the What Culture Gaming Podcast. I'm going to try and sound happy again. I'm going to finish this podcast and go cry. I have been your host, not Scott Telford, but Rich Hudson, and I've been joined by...
Hey, I'm Jules. I'm Jules.
Hey, I'm Josh. I'm Josh.
I should have said your names. This has gone completely
south. It's fine. I'll tell you what. I'll take over just so I can plug. And if you're interested, if you're listening at home and you're thinking to yourself, boy, my arms are a bit warm, then buy a T-shirt from shop.whatculture.com because it is getting cold and we've got having draft T-shirts and one per list T-shirts. I'm going to shill wherever I can. I get paid out of this.
I never know where you're going with anything, Jules.
Neither do I. In the past
5 minutes, you have pulled out a WWE microphone and then told the audience, if their arms are cold, buy my T-shirt.
Speaking of shameless plugs, we just hit a million subscribers on YouTube. So we'll be doing a live stream on Tuesday, the 20th of November, which is the Tuesday coming if you're listening to this on the Friday this comes out.
Mm-hmm.
If you've missed it, sorry. It should still be on YouTube.
Yeah.
But
chuck us some questions so we can answer. That'd be good.
Thank you for a million subscribers. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching if you're on YouTube. And we'll see you next time.
Bye!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.